Our scripture for today is Psalms 105:10. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, and to Israel as an everlasting covenant.
Today's prayer. Dearest Lord of my life, I praise you, Father, that you are a maker of covenants and a keeper of promises. You, Lord, are worthy of all of my praise and worship. Just as you confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, so do you confirm your promises to me. Father, I adore you. Your ways are above all my ways. I thank you for keeping your covenants with me. Amen. Today's thought. Think about the decree that God confirmed to Jacob. How can you apply that decree to your own life?
Today's action is look up the word decree and covenant. Take some time. How are they alike? How are they different?
Today's treasure can be found in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 12, verse 24. And the heads of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kamil, with their brothers across from them, to praise and give thanks, group alternating with group, according to the command of David, the man of God.
In our rushed world, sometimes we don't spend enough time with Jesus. But sometimes, as a family, we spend almost no time with Jesus. Oh, we'll make time for Sunday mornings or maybe Sunday evenings. And if we're dedicated, Wednesdays. But with the kids and the wife, how much time do we spend? I'd like to share an article with you over the next couple of days. Family Day with Jesus. There's no greater heritage you can leave your children than an understanding that Jesus is a living person whom he or she can have a relationship. The great way to do this is to plan a family retreat periodically, to set a day aside just to spend time with Jesus. The object of the retreat is to celebrate Jesus, to learn more about him, to encourage you to view spending time with him as a fulfilling adventure. Give the day priority. Plan far enough in advance so you can promote the day with joyful expectation. Take the day off from work. Mark it on your family calendar. Be as creative as you can. Send invitations to each family member. Enlist everyone in making plans for the day. For the day to spend time with Jesus. Find a good spot to get away. Rent a cabin. Go camping. Find a scheduled, secluded little spot outside of town. If none of these things are possible, consider house swapping for a day with friends. Just make the experience significantly different from spending another day at home. Set some ground rules. No TV, no video games, no books other than the Bible or Bible studies or stories, devotionals, etc. If you are in a place that has a VCR or CD player, you might want to consider bringing a video that would encourage meditation or discussion or praise music. We'll continue this tomorrow. A family day with Jesus.